Hi there. This is Carol.
This is Lori Salome, and we're here to talk to you about interdisciplinary uses for podcasting in the elementary classroom.
It's June 4th, 2007. Join us.
Our first idea was using the podcasting for responses to novel.
It's such a fun idea because you can have a character that does interviews, or you can interview a character, something that you wouldn't normally think of, such as perhaps interviewing Jefferson's quill as he's writing the Declaration of Independence, or interview the suitcase in Bud Not Buddy, and just get a totally different point of view.
I love that idea. You could also have small groups that are assigned to summarize different chapters of the novel as you're reading it and podcast them as you're progressing through the novel. So students could go back and listen to the summarizations of the novel as you are reading it.
You could even use it as a review. Or you could use persuasive writing and have a debate, whether take different points of view and support them, whether they believe in that point of view or not. And they could just write up something and then present it. That would be very persuasive and exciting.
Very exciting. Also, if the students had gone on a field trip of sorts, you could make a multimedia scrapbook, having the students document interesting points or things they learned or memories that they want to keep about the event, and then put it up into a podcast or video video cast format.
If you're working in a topic called Think Tank, you can give sales pitches as a podcast and why this particular strategy or way to solve a problem in a company is the best one to use and why it's the most exciting.
Or fake advertisements.
Ooh, yes.
Or for commercials for the novel that you're reading or for other curriculum areas.
Come up with mottos and slogans and using different tunes.
That would be so much fun. In math, you could make up jingles for remembering certain math functions and for practicing your math facts. So you could have the kids write and perform their own raps or songs to help them remember certain things and then upload them as a podcast and they could be listening to them on their iPods.
That would be fun. They could do a demonstration or an explanation of different strategies, how to solve different problems, and also vocabulary, just little jingles to help them remember different types of vocabulary and add some music to it or do it in a rap.
And then they could do interviews in social studies with different individuals, like such as individuals that represent the seven ancient wonders, or interviews with people from ancient cultures and civilizations, so similar to what they would be doing with their novel studies, but also applying it to history.
Yeah, you could interview the Colossus of Rhodes and say, how did it feel having those boats going in and out of the harbor there? And what was your life like at that time?
Great
Colossus of Rhodes.
So that pretty much sums up everything we talked about. I hope you enjoyed our podcast.
Bye for now.
Why she's given half her life to people.